I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I'll travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love me.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again.
It's finally Friday.
I'm free again. I got my money.
right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge! Holy poofy sipel.
Do it.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday.
That is unbelievable, man.
Forget the working blues and let your good time grow.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Lucy Sipel.
That's right.
All right, I come sliding into home base here just about a couple minutes late as usual, so I'm sorry about that. But it's Friday, and I'm here, and it's time for Liberty Lounge. It's the 10th of August, and wait, let me stop this. There we go. Okay, that's more better. All right, we've got, don't really have a theme tonight. We're going to do what started Liberty Lounge to begin with. We're going to do our flagship, I guess you'd call it, classic country tonight. We've bounced around and done a lot of other things here over the last few weeks, so we're going to get back to our upbringing here for tonight. So let me go over here to the chat room, make sure we have sound and make sure we have stuff. Thank you, NM Glock, 5x5, that's what I want to see. We didn't have any trouble Wednesday either. It rained like crazy here just a little bit ago for just a few minutes. And then it quit. So hopefully we'll get through this one all right without losing sound again. We've been doing that a lot lately. We've had some of the most torrential rains here I've ever seen in the high desert. It's been pretty memorable here a few times, to tell you the truth. You know. Both stream. Thank you to Taker, Yakima Glock, everybody. Appreciate that. So, I had some things I wanted to share with you here. I don't want to get too deep into it and get away from our theme here, but there's a couple of things I wanted to show you if I can find them. Here they are. I don't want to get into some of this death and destruction here. We'll worry about that Wednesday, or Monday, I mean. But for those of you that are in Arizona, you've probably heard of Wendy Rogers. Wendy Rogers put on a good show, very convincing. I'm convinced that she is actually very pro-Second Amendment, so that she has that going for her. She is a retired, I don't remember if it's colonel or lieutenant colonel out of the United States Air Force, and she's running for United States Congress here in our area, in this district. I went to a deal one night where she was, one day, where she was doing her little campaign thing and answering questions and had a little dinner and everything. She sounded pretty good. But then there's another guy named Steve Smith running for the same seat. And Steve Smith is a state senator now, and he's running for, I believe, United States Senate. And he talked a good line, too. But as it turns out, after some developments here over this last week, Steve Smith was sincere and actually is going to do what he's, or at least that really does stand for the things that he talked about. And Wendy Rogers has been really slinging mud and saying some things that were not true, very defamatory to Senator Smith. And he's so much so that, even the Arizona Policemen's Association said they were disgusted by the things that she said, and he's in the process of suing her and trying to make her get out of the race. So if you're in Arizona and if Wendy Rogers is in your, is representing your district, then I would suggest you do a little bit of research and not vote for Wendy Rogers. And that's all I got to say about that. Maddie Buck looks like, I didn't know, I figured you'd be getting some rain up in that part of the country. Unfortunately, we really dodged a bullet here. We had such horrible, horrible dry weather here, and I really knew that we'd have a terrible fire season. We do have several small fires going right now, but they're all pretty manageable, and it's not really looking like it's going to be a big deal. But all over the Southwest, or the West, I should say, California is burning up. It's a shame, for the politics and most of the people I can do without. But, damn, California is a beautiful country. Northern California is as pretty as it gets. And it's burning up something terrible. So hopefully the fires are not too terribly hot and won't destroy everything. But, forest fires are healthy when they move through pretty quick and get rid of the underbrush and stuff. It's not a bad thing. Forest fires are good. But when it's real dry and, the conditions are right like it was during the Wallow Fire, it very much destroys things pretty permanently. It can take, it'll take 100 years, 150 years for it to get back like it was. It's in some places, it virtually sterilized the soil, and it's going to be a long, long time before we get a real forest back there. In the meantime, it'll be, there'll be grass and grazing areas and stuff, and it'll do good for a while for the wildlife. We just won't have the magnificent forest that we once had in some of those areas over there. But in other areas, it went through pretty quick, cleaned it up, and it's growing back. Looks good right now. A lot of grass. Trees are surviving. So the Wallow Fire, the Rodeo Chedisky Fire over here west of us, same thing. It was pretty hot, burned off a lot of area, completely destroyed it. Trees are all gone, a lot of them laying on the ground. And a lot of standing dead right now. So, Detango, I didn't hear that about Elderberry. He says that Elderberry is one of our listeners here, pretty fairly regular. Last I heard the other day, fire line was 500 yards from her. Okay, well, I hope that, hope it all works out. I haven't heard anything from her either. Idea, I don't think I told you. For those of you regulars that's been around for a while, I called Rights at Risk the other night and talked to her for a little while. And she's having a real tough time. She's had a lot of problems over there, and she lost her husband, and if I recall correctly, I think she lost her mother or was about to, and just with everything else going on, she's had some other issues with it, so. She's had a tough time, and she hasn't been in the chat room for a long time. But she's doing okay other than that, and she wanted to, I think a couple of you have touched base with her a time or two.
I'm glad for that, gentlemen. All right, Yakima Glock, we'll let you be right back. But I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and kick this thing off here. And remember, when we change over to this format, we have just a little bit of dead air, about 10 seconds, and we'll be back on with you. So stand by just a minute, and we're going to start. We got some good stuff pulled up tonight, too. So stand by just a minute, and we'll dive right into it.
Instead, I see you in my dreams at night. So the keys in the mailbox, come on in. Well, I'm sitting here wishing, dear, I had your love again. And I won't even ask you where you've been. The keys in the mailbox, come on in. I said I'd rather live alone than share your company. I said don't come around at all if you want more than me. But sitting here alone, I can't deny this flame that burns. I'll gladly take you back any time. So the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I'm sitting here wishing, dear, I had your love again.
Stopped off for a beer on my way home, and I saw this broken-hearted sweet thing crying all alone. My tender heart was deeply touched at the sight of a woman's tears, so I said, "Hi there," as I pulled up a chair and I ordered us a couple of beers. We must have drunk a gallon of brew. When I looked at my watch, it was 2:30, and I suddenly realized I hadn't even called my wife. What would happen to me when I got home? I nearly broke my neck getting to a phone. And here's what I told her in an effort to save my life. Don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped. Considering what I've been through, I'm in good shape. Well, my wrists and ankles are a little sore from the tape. But don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped. Tied up somewhere tonight on your way home in a poker game or with a good-looking dame, and it slips your mind the phone. Don't blow your cool like a crazy fool and tell your woman where you've been. Your situation requires imagination, and I've got a suggestion, my friend. Tell her,
don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped.
Considering what I've been through, I'm in good shape. Oh, my wrists and ankles are a little sore from the tape. But don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped. No, don't pay the ransom, honey, I've escaped.
Don't hurt anymore. All my teardrops are dried. No more walking the floor with that burning inside. Just to think it could be, time has opened the door. And at last I am free. I don't hurt anymore. No use to deny I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt anymore. To deny I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt anymore.
Well, the Japanese moon is bright tonight, and Tokyo is full of light. Busy people everywhere, but busy people just don't care. I wanna go stateside, oh Lord. I wanna go stateside. In and out the honky tonks, but nothing's there I really want. Sit a while and look around. Get up and leave, then walk the town. I wanna go stateside, oh Lord. I wanna go stateside. The geisha girls don't understand the lonely life of a service man. when his heart is far away to a girl in the USA. I wanna go stateside, oh Lord. I wanna go stateside. I've heard say a man don't cry, but I can't keep my blue eyes dry. I've been away about 2 years.
If I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time, just to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. Well, I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, come and be my bride. Now that time has turned the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth that I have you, dear, forever by my
side. Maybe someday you're gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love before. Only God can know, and time alone will tell. But in the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to let it last if it's His will. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just remember that I've done my guess like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine.
The banks of the old River Rhine, where I loved her and left her, but I can't forget her. I miss my pretty Fraulein, Fraulein, Fraulein. Look up toward the heavens each night when the stars start to shine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. Are my pretty Fraulein. When my
But don't tell me, and I won't ask. Where in the world have you been? I don't even wanna know what you've been up to. But if fingerprints showed up on skin, wonder whose I'd find on you. I can't help it, this feeling, this hunger deep inside, for loving you's the only food that keeps my world alive. I wish I didn't want and need you. Heaven knows I do. If fingerprints showed up on skin, wonder whose I'd find on you. I can't help it, this feeling, this hunger deep inside. Loving you, the only food that keeps my world alive. Wish I didn't want and need you, but heaven knows I do. If fingerprints showed up on skin, wonder whose I'd find on you.
City boy named Dan had to prove who could run the fastest. to win Miss Lucy's hand. Not Danny had all the money, and he also had the looks, but Shorty must have had something, boys, that can't be found in books. Well, cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. That's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. It's you I want to wed. Now Dan, with his long legs of fly, left Shorty far behind. But Shorty could hear him holler, Miss Lucy, you'll still be mine. But Shorty wasn't a bit worried, with a smile upon his face. He knew that he was gonna win, 'cause Miss Lucy had fixed the race. Well, cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. That's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. It's you I want to wed. And he was sure that little Shorty would end up in second place. Well, just like that old story about the turtle and the hare, when Daniel crossed the finish line, he found Shorty waiting there. Well, cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. That's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across, Shorty, Shorty, cut across. It's you I want to wed.
From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen, and walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regret I stacked the cards last night, and Lady Luck played her hand just right to make me king of your heart. For just a little while I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart. Jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart.
The seasons of my youth, I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, Every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece we loved, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my Mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story Mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my Mama made for me,
made just for me. If the time and the place was right, would you meet me sometime late at night and make love like we both need to? Is this something we could do? It takes a lot of nerve to take a chance. It would be worth it for this sweet romance. Hope we can get together sometime. Now here's the question that's on my mind. Do you ever fool around? Could you lay your wings aside? Does an angel ever touch the ground? Do you ever? I know this would be a first time thing, to make love outside your ring. You're not free and you have your doubts, but with this feeling we'll work it out. Cause there's a need deep inside that shows you won't say yes, but you don't say no. And no matter how hard you try, you can't hide the one that's in your eyes. Do you ever fool around? Could you lay your wings aside? Does an angel ever touch the ground? Do you ever?
fool around.
Does an angel ever touch the ground?
Do you ever fool around?
Today, the midnight oil's all over someone. And those forbidden places aren't forbidden anymore. If my back door could talk, it would tell me that my borrowed angel's been this far before. I just threw my last bottle at the jukebox when I heard that woman sing, "Darling, let's go all the way." I just found out my woman is the devil. I just started hating cheating songs today. Did she sleep in your arms last night, mister? Were you the one who gladly helped her make it through the night? Did she whisper, "It's not love, but it's not bad"? Did she forget to wake you up to say goodbye? I just threw my last bottle at the jukebox when I heard that woman sing, "Darling, let's go all the way." And I just found out my woman is the devil. I just started hating cheating songs today.
Thank you.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover. Yet you run with me, chasing my rainbow. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for the whole wide world to sing. It never gets old. It only grows. Losing makes me sorry. You say, honey, don't worry. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. honey, I love you too. That's the way love
You keep calling me on the telephone. You say you're all alone. Well, that's real sad. And you keep leaving notes stuck on my door. Guess you're hungry for some more.
never to let go. Oh, but I survived.
Go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit.